Thanks for having me, Russ.
I'm thinking that you're pretty thrilled. 14 amateurs in the field of 156 players next week at Bethpage. That's the most for a U.S. Open in over a decade. So it's a good year for college kids and for amateurs making the field. You qualified with rounds of 71 and 66 last week at Lake Nona Golf Club. Take me through the process and how excited are you?
I'm thrilled. I didn't know it was 14. I knew it was a lot, but 14 is a lot. That's pretty good for amateur golf these days. I did my local qualifying in Lakeland at Lone Palma Golf Course, and I was a medalist there and shot 69, so then I was able to move on to sectional qualifying, like you said, in Lake Nona. That's 36 holes in one day, where locals only just 18, and I shot 71 the first round. Played a little bit better than that because I had to hit one ball out of bounds and another ball in the water, so I played better than I scored, and then the second 18, I shot 31 on the front nine with an eagle and managed to hang on and shot 66 the last 18 to make it by one. So I'm ecstatic. I'm just can't wait to get out there.
Yeah, you made a 15-foot birdie putt on the last hole at 18 to finish among the three players that made it to the U.S. Open. And, of course, you'll be playing at Bethpage Black next week in the U.S. Open among the 156 players. Tiger Woods is going to be there. Phil Mickelson is going to be there. All the greatest players in the world. What does that feel for you as a college player? And you're a pretty accomplished college player. You're ranked 17th in the nation right now. What is it like for you to think next week you're going to be rubbing elbows on the golf course with the greatest players in the world?
I've given some time to think about it, and it just hadn't sunk in really, you know. I think when I stepped out on the golf course and I start playing a couple holes out there and I start seeing some big names, then it might start to hit me. But right now I'm just, you know, practicing back at home. And I know I'm qualified for the U.S. Open, but it just kind of doesn't feel like it right now. And I know I'm playing against Tiger and Phil and all that, but I'm just kind of worried about my own self right now and getting prepared as much as I can.
Russ Evans with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, and we're joined on the line by University of Florida golfer Tyson Alexander. He just finished his junior year at Florida. He won the Azalea Invitational earlier this year, one of the nation's most elite amateur tournaments, currently ranked 17th in the U.S. Golf Week AmateurGolf.com national rankings. And, of course, he is qualified to be playing next week in the U.S. Open at Bethpage Black in Long Island. Before qualifying for the U.S. Open, what was, up until this point in your career, the biggest tournament you've ever played in?
Yeah, it's pretty safe to say this is the biggest one to date. When I was 15, I qualified for the U.S. Amateur, and that was pretty big. I've played in two other amateurs, but playing at the age of 15, that was probably my biggest stage I've played on. But, yeah, it doesn't get much bigger than the U.S. Open, so this is going to have to be my biggest tournament.
Now, how much do you know about Bethpage Black? It's almost 7,500 yards. It's one of the longest U.S. Open venues ever. It was host of the U.S. Open 7 years ago in 2002. Tiger won that tournament. Did you watch the U.S. Open 7 years ago, and what are your plans for practice rounds here in the next few days?
Yeah, I watched it. I remember Tiger winning. I remember it just being, like you said, just kind of big and mean. I know it's the yardage is going to be kind of a big factor, but in the U.S. Opens, you know, you just got to hit fairways and greens and just kind of just not worry. I mean, the 7,500, you know, you hear that and you hear that it's just big and it's going to beat you up, but you just got to play one shot at a time and just try to hit the fairway, hit the ball in the fairway and hit the ball in the green. And, you know, pars are always good scores. I think I'm going to get together and maybe play with Camilo one day, actually, out there. I don't know what day we're gonna get together and play, but I think we've talked and we're gonna get together maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday and play. And, you know, maybe he'll be able to help me out with some pointers here and there that he's learned over the years. Josh McCumber, the guy who was medalist at my site at Lake Nona, he was a former player here at UF, and he was also my dad's assistant a couple years ago. And I think we're gonna get together and play. We've known each other for a while now, so I've got some guys lined up that I'm going to play with, and hopefully I can learn some things from.
Yeah, there's a lot of Gators in the U.S. Open, and as a Gator myself, I'm happy to see that. Camilo Vijegas, as you mentioned, along with McCumber, as well as Dudley Hart, a former Gator golfer who's also going to be at Bethpage next week, and that would be a good job by you to get together with those guys who's got a lot more experience, and you can kind of hopefully learn some stuff from them leading up to the first round on Thursday. And you mentioned your father, Buddy Alexander, the head coach of the Gator golf team for now over 20 years, and interesting story with your family, Tyson. You are the third generation generation in your family to qualify to play in a U.S. Open. Your father, Buddy Alexander, played in a number of U.S. Opens. He even actually won the 1986 U.S. Amateur. And then your grandfather, Skip Alexander, played in five U.S. Opens between 1946 and 1950. So Alexander family, Tyson, only the second family ever. Tim Herron, the Herron family, the first. Tim Herron, PGA Tour pro. Only second family ever for three generations in the U.S. Open. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought we were going to be the first. I didn't even think about it until my dad mentioned it to me. And I thought we were going to be the first because, you know, that's a pretty big feat. And then he mentioned to me that Tim Herron and his family had done it. So it's a bummer that we're not first, but, I mean, who can complain about being second in that type of regard, you know?
Nothing wrong with second in this situation, but, you know, looking ahead to the first and second rounds, obviously it's something very new to you. Have you thought about goals? Do you have a goal of trying to make the cut? Do you actually go into this thinking you want to place top 20? What kind of goals are you looking ahead to in the next few days?
I just want to play good golf. I kind of don't want to set any goals because then at the end of the week you might have failed or, you know, I just want to kind of, I want to play good golf. If I play my game and I play good golf and that makes the cut, so be it. If I play my game and I play good golf and that misses the cut, so be it. You know, I just kind of want to play good golf and play up to my ability and kind of see where that takes me. I don't want to put any limitations on what I'm going to do or what I can't do. I'm going to go there and just play my best and see what that does. I don't want to put any extra pressure on me on trying to finish in the top 20 or just trying to make the cut because I just want to just do my own thing.
Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, and we're joined on the line by University of Florida golfer Tyson Alexander. Over 750 golfers played at 13 different qualifying sites, not just in the country, but around the world last week, and 63 spots for 750 golfers, and you claimed one of them, Tyson. Long-term, looking at your career, I mentioned you were a junior this past year. Are you returning to UF for your senior year, and what's that golf team like? Because Gainesville's always produced a bunch of great golfers.
Yes, I'm returning for my senior year. I got a lot of work to do before I can tee it up as a professional. You know, University of Florida, we'll be fine. We lose Billy Horschel, who was by far our best player, and maybe at the end of the year might have been the best player in the country. He was a three-time first-team All-American, and his junior year he was a second-team All-American, arguably maybe the best player in UF history. So it's going to be tough to replace him. I don't think you replace a player like Billy Horschel. You just have to have people step up. We got me and Tim McKinney from Arizona coming back from the starting five, and then you have Moohoo and some others that can help fill that void, and then we have three incoming freshmen coming in. So it's going to have a different look, but I'm excited about it, and we'll just need some guys to step up, and we'll be just fine.
All right, well, good luck next season in your senior year at UF, but more importantly and more immediately, good luck later this week up in New York at Bethpage Black. Yeah, as you mentioned, next couple of days playing practice rounds with guys like Camilo Villegas, so that should be a lot of fun for you, and good luck in the first two rounds. We'll be pulling for you down here, hoping to see you maybe make the cut for the weekend.
Thanks, Russ.